I just want to end with one ha'ara, and that is that Moshe Rabbeinu, in the beginning of Parashas Vaeschanan, davened. He said, "Vaeschanan al Hashem be'isahi leimar, Hashem Elokim atoach iloisa laharois es avdocha es godlocha ves yodcha hachazaka." Hashem mi kel b'shamayim uva'aretz asher yasach masecha v'chigvuro yisecha ebrona v'eres aretz atoyv asher eiver hayardin ahor atoyv hazev alavon. Moshe Rabbeinu daven tefilos k'minyan v'aschanan, 515 tefilos, which is also the gematria of the word tefilah. Tefilah is also the gematria of 515. And the Hilchos Chacham Sofer said that Yitzchak and Rivka are also the gematria of 515. That's the Ikra tefilah, and Yitzchak was Mesakin Mincha, and Yitzchak was davening in one corner, Rivka was davening in the other corner, and Yitzchak and Rivka together, big gematria, also make up 515. But the bottom line is Moshe Rabbeinu was davening tefilos k'minyan v'aschanan. Says the Ebishta, Vayesaber Hashem Bilamanchem. Hashem got angry at me. Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, and Hashem gets a little angry. And he didn't listen to my tefillas. Vayomer Hashem Elai. The Ebishta told me, Ravlach Genug Shoy Maspik. Al Toisev Daber Elai Oid Bedover. I don't want you to recite another tefillah. I heard enough already. I don't want you to say another tefillah. So we learned in the end of the first parak of Masechta Soita, the Gemara Darshan Ravlach. What exactly the Ebishta was telling Moshe Rabbeinu when Moshe Rabbeinu was saying all these different tefillahs, and why he told him not to say another tefillah. But the shame the Vilna Gaon, it's brought down. The Talmidei Agra all said this over in the name of the Rebbe, that the Vilna Gaon said a Davar Nifla. He said that we have a Messiah, that if a person is davening for something to the Ebishta, a person is saying a tefillah. And he says the word na. And then he says the word na a second time, muftachloi, that his tefillah is going to be answered. If a person says the word na, not once, but he says the word na twice, there's a haftacha that he's going to be answered. So Moshe Rabbeinu was davening, and what did he say? He said, Ebra na. He said, Ebra na. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu said the word na, the Ibish Techat, it's over. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knows this trick. And Moshe Rabbeinu now is going to say the word na again. And he was afraid that when Moshe Rabbeinu said ve'era, said the Goyin, that Moshe was going to say ve'era na. And had he said, Ebra na ve'era na, Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. So what does the Ebesh to tell Moshe? He tells Moshe, Ravlach, al toisev daber elai oid bedaber azeh. Don't say that word again. What's the daber azeh? What's that word that the Ebesh doesn't want Moshe Rabbeinu to say again? So say the Talmid Agra, that the Rebbe said, that what he meant to say was, don't say the word na again. Because if you're going to say the word na again, I'm going to have no choice but to answer the tefillah, and that's not something I want you to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu was going to say, this is Mamash Divrei Nevi'ah from the Goyin, Ebra na, ve'era na, but the Ebesh stopped him, and that's the al toisev daber elai oid bedaver hazeh. Don't say that word na a second time, because if you say the word na a second time, I'm going to have no choice but to let you in. The Goyin said that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos Tapei Tesam and Aleph, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim to Mekabel the Torah, first the Malachi Sharas didn't want to give him the Torah, and then eventually not only did they let him take the Torah, they even gave him gifts. And the Gemara says Af Malach Hamavis Maser Loi Dover. He gave him a Dover. What was the Dover? He said it was the Dover Azeh. He told him this soid, this secret, that if a person is davening and he says the word na, and then he says the word na a second time, he say the word na twice, that's muftachla. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu actually used this once. Moshe Rabbeinu used this once, said the guy. When Miriam was sick, Moshe Rabbeinu davened for a sister. Vayitzak Moshe l'Hashem leimar, keil na, refa na la. And Miriam had a refuah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu knew the site, he got the site from the Malach HaMavis, and he even used it once. And the Ebishter was afraid that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was going to use it a second time. And if he uses it a second time, it's going to be a problem. So he said, Ravlach, stop. Al toisev daber elai oid bedover azeh. Dover meaning what you just said, no. Dover meaning, af Malach HaMavis masal oid dover. Dover meaning, I understand you did this once with Miriam, but we can't do this again. And you can't say the word na since Vaitmal. Incidentally, you know, the Svar Makdoshim say that the Gemara says in Brachas Taflam and Aleph Amabez, it's a Gemara that we keep on coming back to, that Chana davened for a child. And the Lashon of the Gemara is, there's many, many important halachas and hilchas tefillah that you're able to learn from the tefillah of Chana. So the Svar Makdoshim say that if you were able to learn greisa halachas from the tefillah of Chana, kal v'chaymu, we can learn greisa halachas from the tefillah of Moshe. And in the Svar Makdoshim, v'aschana l'Hashem be'isahi leimar, is a blueprint of how you're supposed to daven. Because if we learn halachis from the tefillah of Chana. Kal v'chaymer, we learn halachis from the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Avan Avin. And there's halachis that we learn from here. And the guy was megala, a soid, for state on the parish of tefillahs Moshe. And that is, if a person says no once, and then he says no a second time, it's muftach loy that his tefillah is going to be answered. Obviously, this is above our pay grade. But I'll just tell you one hergish, based on something that I saw in the Haggadah Shal Pesach from Rabbi Leo Baruch Finkel, Zechet Tzadik Levracha. So at the end of Halal, we just mentioned, we repeat a lot of the psukim twice. One of the things that we say twice is, Ona Hashem Oishiyona, Ona Hashem Oishiyona, Ona Hashem Atzlichona, Ona Hashem Atzlichona. And the Makar is the Suyas of Halal. This Makar is Sukkah Daflam Betches, Daflam Betes, Soita Daflam Bet, the Ram Ben Perik Gimel Huchas Chanukah. But he said one hergish. He said a Dover Nifla. He said that the Mishnah says in Masechta Sukkah, Tzandav Chof Ches Amad Aleph, a cotton that no longer needs his mother, meaning this cotton's already older, doesn't need his mother anymore, chayiv b'sukkah. At that point, the cotton's chayiv b'sukkah. So if the cotton needs his mother, he's patim in asukkah. The mother's patim in asukkah, he stays inside together with his mother. But once the cotton is already in yitzarech l'imoy, he's already of a certain age, at that point, he's chayiv in sukkah. So the Gemara says, heichi dami she'en yitzarech l'imoy. What is the definition of an en yitzarech l'imoy? Reb Shimon Baruchai said, it's kol shener mishnasai. It means a child that if the child wakes up in the middle of the night, ain't a kaira ima. This child doesn't scream out ima. I mean, the child's already self-sufficient. So when he wakes up in the middle of the night, he doesn't call for his mother, so he's a cotton chain of tzarech lima. Freak the Gemara, kasha, gedoylam nami karu. I understand. I've seen adults wake up in the middle of the night, and they also scream ima. Elo, says the Gemara, ema kol shener the ain't a kaira ima ima. Someone that wakes up in the middle of the night and doesn't scream ima ima, tzvetin ma. That's already a simon that he's ain't a tzarech l'imoy. You know when someone's tzarech l'imoy? When he screams, not just ima, but ima ima. So Rabbi Yubaruch said, that's what we do at the end of Halal. At the end of Halal, the yid screams, Ona Hashem Oshiyana. First, we makdim the shvach to the Eivishter. We sing Halal, Shiris v'sashbalches. But then the yid gives a shray, Ona Hashem Oshiyana. But he doesn't say it once. He says it twice. Ima ima, to show that we feel like tanim. But with tzarech li'imoy, we need a vinu shebashamayim. That's the inyan of saying, Ona Hashem Oshiyana, not just once, to say it twice. A person says, no, that's nifle. But no, you tzarech li'imoy. That's a bechina of mamish, I'm so dependent, it's just you, nobody else. That's the side. That's already, that comes with schoolers. That's already muftach loy, that he's going to be answered. We will end here.